on this week's episode of In the Suite with Tina Powell.
As financial professionals, as industry professionals, we need to do a better job. And the way to do that, educate ourselves on the now, the next generation of what these end investors want and need, has to be rooted in technology, because there's just too much out there to be able to sift through.
Hi, this is Tina Powell, host of In the Suite, where I sit down with top women leaders and some of the biggest names in the financial services and the wealth management industry. Together, we'll discover some of their best secrets and top strategies to grow a great business, build a strong brand, and lead teams in the 21st century. I hope you'll enjoy hearing their amazing personal stories of triumph, trepidation, and transformation in hopes of becoming better leaders ourselves. The time for you to lead is now, and you're in the suite.
When it comes to solving the problems of asset management, there's one disruptor that stands out and is in a class by himself. That name is Devon Drew. With a career spanning over 17 years at prominent asset management institutions like Vanguard and JP Morgan Chase, Devon's stroke of genius is shaping the future of asset management in unprecedented ways. Devon is the founder and CEO of DFD Partners, a data-driven distribution platform to help smaller, demographically underrepresented asset managers scale up their distribution strategies. Devon is among WealthManagement.com's coveted list of 10 to watch in 2024. In today's enlightening episode, recorded live from Schwab Impact, Devon discusses the inception of DFD Partners. DFD stands for Diligence Fund Distributors, the company he founded in 2021. We will also get an insider's view into DFD's platform, AssetLink, the first of its kind AI-powered bi-directional platform for investment discovery. AssetLink, approved on Schwab's platform, is transforming how asset managers and advisors connect, offering a dynamic, intelligent solution for investment matching. Devon's platform has already attracted the attention of major players like JP Morgan, American Century Investments, Ritholtz Wealth, and more. Today, AssetLink boasts participation from 67 asset managers and over 7,400 advisors, marking a new era in asset management collaboration. In our compelling discussion, Devon emphasizes the transformative power of technology, not only as a tool for efficiency, but as a catalyst for equality and community building with the financial advisory landscape. For transformative leaders bold enough to tackle the status quo like Devon, today's conversation illustrates the transformative power of what it means to be forward-thinking in the suite.
Wow, Devon Drew. Take a seat in the suite. It is so great to see you here at Schwab. Thanks so much for making the time for us today. I'm really excited about today's conversation. We put together these compilation episodes because there are a lot of people, even though there's like 5,000 people here at Schwab, there are still some that couldn't, for whatever reason, couldn't get the time off to come. So we're asking today's thought leaders and modern thinkers to come here in the suite. And the Don't Do That podcast, you know, tell us about your company, the exciting things that you're working on. So your company is DFD. Why don't you start and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So our firm is named DFD, stands for Diligence Fund Distributors, right? We founded it back in late 2021 with the premise that there is way too much friction in this industry when it comes to how asset managers engage and communicate and meet and transact with financial advisors, right? And conversely, right, where does it all stem from? It all stems from like end client needs and the barriers are there. So what we've done is create a technology platform that kind of acts as kind of like the Netflix for financial advisors, right? When it comes to finding these differentiated investment solutions. And instead of the old way, which is having, you know, hundreds and thousands of asset management sales professionals all bombarding these financial advisors' mailboxes and emails with the fund of the day, right? Well, what if we actually had a mutually aligned platform that allowed financial advisors to opt in and tell us what they want, right? And us able to curate that list of differentiated investment solutions that fit their end client's needs, right? So the way we think about it, you know, the Netflix being able to curate that list of investment solutions for financial advisors, because that saves them time, it saves them money, and it saves them headcount from having to hire additional resources to source and diligence these investment solutions. And then on the asset manager side, it's kind of like a match.com, right? Because it allows these asset managers and the sales professionals to be extremely diligent and match with these financial advisors, not only based on the firm, not only based on the strategy, but based on affinity with the sales individual as well.
So you're solving two different problems at once concurrently through this platform.
Yeah, and technology is the great equalizer, right?
Yeah.
So it's like all of this doesn't work unless it has, you know, unless the tech works, right? So we're very fortunate that we are kind of ahead of the curve, right? With our patents under the AI provisions back in 2021 and early 2022, before ChatGPT became mainstream, right? We were thinking about ways to leverage natural language processing with machine learning to be able to say, hey, if we're able to kind of create the type of community of these asset managers and financial advisors and leverage the data from, let's call it like 13Fs and variants of ADVs and what they're engaging with on social platforms and what they're telling us they want, then in real time, we could curate that list for them, right? And that doesn't happen without the use of technology.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of words have entered the lexicon in 2023, whereas, you know, DFD, you were ahead of the curve here, like large language models and natural language processing, NLP. Like, we have had to learn the meanings of like all of these things and all these acronyms. How is it, Devon? I'm really curious because we've got, I feel like advisory practices, advisors, like you're either one type of leader. You're either in front of the curve and leading the curve, or you're behind in the exhaust. How is it that you as a leader, like these things you're already talking about and getting trademarks on these things before we even knew that, like that this would be such an important part or an integral part of our modern society. What do you attribute your ability to be able to do that?
Yeah, well, I feel like me being 17 years in this business gives me enough credibility that I've been in the business, but I've also young enough to where I could stay ahead of the curve, right? And then have my ear to the pulse of what's really resonating from an end client perspective, right? That's why it's important to know that the ecosystem has to have everyone involved, right? It has to have the people that manage the money for the people that manage the relationship to the people that actually have the money to invest. Because if you don't take it from their perspective, then nothing else matters. So from their perspective, $84 trillion is transferring, right? Over the next 20 years.
For sure.
And the face, background, and profile of wealth of that transfer is changing before our very eyes. And the demand for these differentiated investment solutions, whether it's alts or whether it's, you know, whether it's digital assets or whether it's interval funds or whether it's active ETFs, right? Whether it's direct indexing. You know, like it's happening.
Yeah, that was big, right? Earlier in the year, right?
Yeah, it's happening right now, right? So
yeah.
If at scale, these advisors can't decipher between and educate themselves on these solutions, once again, at scale, then it doesn't work, right? And, you know, what you're seeing is that an increased demand in more educated end investors making these type of demands. So no longer are you going to be able to say, hey, here's this model portfolio, pay me this percent, but be your emotional circuit breaker. And they're going to say, hey, listen, well, we want more because we could go to Robinhood, right? Or we can go direct. There's a reason why Coinbase has 110 million accounts for that reason. So as financial professionals, as industry professionals, we need to do a better job. And the way to do that, educate ourselves on the next generation of what these end investors want and need, has to be rooted in technology, because there's just too much out there to be able to sift through.
Hey, listeners, thanks again for being part of today's episode. I want to give a special shout out and congratulations to Devon Drew, CEO and founder of DFD Partners. For information about DFD's platform, please visit assetlink.ai, where you can sign up for their upcoming webinar on January 31st and get a demo. You can also connect with Devon Drew on LinkedIn and social media. So who's a great fit for your platform right now?
So listen, we have roughly 7,000 advisors that have opted into our platform, which launches...
It's a huge number. That's like, that's amazing, to have that amount of traction.
It sounds big, but keep in mind, there's 400 plus thousand, you know, financial advisors, right? And if you look at the archetypes, what makes sense for our community, it's really the forward thinker. Right. So it doesn't have a shape. It doesn't have a color. It doesn't have religion. It doesn't have an age. Right. It's the advisor that realizes in order to grow going forward, they're going to have to think about things a little differently. Right. And then there's subsequent value adds of being on a platform. Right. So you're able to have that community where you could share your personal professional story and also see other advisors in the community, which leads to potential partnerships and acquisitions and bolt-ons, being able to have your ear to the pulse of what the end client's looking for. Right. So all the type of data and insights we're able to glean from these interactions and social engagement. So we think we're in a good position here going forward. And one of the reasons why we're here at Schwab Impact is because Schwab is also forward thinking, right?
Exactly.
And they actually gave us the blessing and approved us on their platform as a tech vendor earlier this week. So, really excited for that.
I'm salivating right now. Like, I can't wait to see. I haven't seen the platform yet. I've only heard about it. I can't see what it is that you've created here. What does your technology team like look like? What is the next, a lot of our tech platforms, we start out with a minimal viable product. You seem to actually have taken that and then like 10x or 20x that. Where do you see the evolution of your tech going in the future? What's like a really good use case?
Right. So we had our MVP out last year. So this will be our version 2 of our platform. Our tech team looks exactly opposite of probably most tech teams here in this industry. So our CTO came from Spotify, right? So
I love that, actually. I love that answer. That is fantastic. My CTO came from Spotify.
Right. Our engineers came from PayPal and Venmo. Our head data scientists came from WeWork. So I was intentional of how I built out the tech side because I'm a subject matter expert in asset management distribution. I've been an advisor. I've been worked with some large asset managers like Vanguard and JP Morgan. And I was at Merrill and I was at Allegiant American Century. I know that space. What I don't know is how to leverage computational data scientists to create an affinity between, between community members of advisors and asset managers and investors. That's what
you know now.
Exactly. So it was very important to assemble a tech team, a partnership with my tech team that said, hey, here's what I have in my mind. Go build it. Right. And that's what we've done. And as far as like where we want this to go, being able to build out what our patents cover, which is being able to leverage all this data to predict the next allocation for advisors based off what their clients' wants and needs and demographics are.
That is cool.
So that's where our patent covers. That's where we want to go. Of course, we're going to have to raise some significant capital to be able to do so, which is another story. But that's what we get excited about. And then once we have all of that, we'll be able to enable transactions on the platform and literally a one-stop shop.
Wow. I'm in awe. What a fantastic conversation. We have a last question here. Time has just flown by here. Amazing things that you're working on. This is truly unique. It's one of the most incredible talks that we've had here in the suite at Schwab. Thank you so much for what you've created. Being a real problem solver and a real innovator in this industry takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of hard work and hustle. And I feel like the people that we've had here in the suite on the pod, we're all part of that like-mindedness culture. We'll move heaven and earth to create the best solutions and outcomes for the people we serve.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on and the ability to share what we're doing at DFD. And of course, the market will dictate kind of the next steps. Of course, I mean, we could have a plan if the market doesn't when it doesn't matter. But no, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to showing you the platform, and especially as we get closer to that December launch.
Yeah. Can we ask you one more question? Again, I could feel like I could spend hours with you, Devon. What is the one thing that you're being intentional about your business? You'd mentioned like a lot of themes. But if there's like one takeaway or what we're talking right now, it's October, you know, going into like either the last quarter or Q1 of next year.
So the one thing sounds cliche, but keeping the consumer first, right? So the consumer is the financial advisor. So really being intentional about what the financial advisor wants from a platform, and then building it out from their perspective, right? And not from the asset manager perspective, right? And if we could do that, if we could nail what the consumer, what the advisor wants, then everything else will flow organically.
Awesome. And how could people like me right now who are like, okay, I want to see the platform, I want to see a demo, how do we get in touch with you and get that demo?
Yeah, so the site is dfd.ai. You can apply to community. You can request a demo. I am on all social platforms, whether it's Instagram at Devon G. Drew, LinkedIn Devon Drew, or at DFD Partners on all social platforms to learn more about the company.
Okay, Devon Drew, I'm going to be stalking you on social and connecting with you on all the platforms. Thank you so much for making time here in the suite, and enjoy your time at Schwab.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to In the Suite, a podcast that shares amazing stories of women in business in the financial services and the wealth management industry. Our producers are Tina Powell and Kevin Hirshhorn. Our editor at large is Kevin Hirshhorn. Our content writer is Tina Powell. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Intentionally, a marketing agency for growth-minded fintech and finserve companies. Visit intention.ly to learn more. And special thanks to Devon Drew, CEO and founder of DFD Partners. For information about DFD's platform, please visit assetlink.ai, where you can sign up for their upcoming webinar on January 31st, follow them on social media, and get a demo. You can also connect with Devon Drew on LinkedIn. Finally, for every single person listening, I want to thank you. It means the world to me. We've got listeners in over 70 countries, 1,535 cities worldwide. Please consider giving us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It would mean the world and help us to be found by more people. Again, I would also love to connect with you on LinkedIn and follow In the Suite Pod on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing.